postnatal depression affects around 15% of women who give birth in Australia. The symptoms are myriad, including mood swings, anxiety, social withdrawal, and a loss of enjoyment in normal activities. But postnatal depression can also affect men. As many as 10% of new dads will endure depression during the postnatal period. To find out more, I spoke to Professor Catherine Fowler from the University of Technology, Sydney. She told me that hormonal changes and the experience of childbirth bear a heavy responsibility for postnatal depression in women. But for men, there are other causes.
There are lots of pressures on the men as well. I mean, fathers often have a really difficult time because they're nearly the meat and the sandwich in the family because, you know, they're trying to help their partner. They're doing, you know, taking on extra housework, and they're also having to take on a sort of a mediating role with their partner. If she's upset, then he has to go in and calm her down. Often fathers say that they everything they do is wrong. You know, they try to help, but they don't do the washing up the right way, or they don't, you know, vacuum the right way. So even when they try to help, it's really difficult for them. And they can get very confused and very distressed as well. You know, when you're watching someone who you really love struggling, it's really very hard, especially if every time you try to help, it's not the right help.
Not only that, but men can be very reluctant to seek help because of the worry that they may undermine the feelings of their partner. Terry Smith is the CEO at the Post and Antinatal Depression Association.
For men in particular, after the birth of a new baby, it's hard to say, I'm feeling bad, I'm unwell, when often, you know, mum's been through, you know, the very big experience of actually carrying the baby and having a baby, and now she's possibly, you know, breastfeeding and probably doing a whole lot of the looking after. So it can be really difficult for men to say, actually, I'm really unwell now. I think there's a sense of how can I justify being unwell when my wife's been or my partner's been through this experience.
To get a better idea of what postnatal depression looks like for men, I spoke to Israel Smith. He suffered from postnatal depression after his son was born.
So I became more distant and just far shorter fuse. And, you know, it was actually a really rough period in our lives for all of us, for my kids, for my wife and for me, because we just weren't functioning as a harmonious family anymore. And, you know, a lot of those things I've been told and I've read are textbook conditions. You know, some people, I mean, and to be fair, for a fair chunk of that, I felt pretty hopeless as well. I actually felt like there's no way out of this. I'm just going to have to walk away from this business and you know, see what happens. But, you know, the hopelessness is the worst part because you really don't see much of a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel. You know, you just, or, you know, light at the top of the pit that you feel like you're in.
Of course, the birth of a new child is not just a momentous event in itself. It is also an event with a whole load of expectation and pressure. We are conditioned by movies, television, and endless lovely stories that birth is a joyous occasion. And it can be. But it isn't always a fairy tale.
I mean, it's funny. It actually, you know, there's this theory that all disappointment is the result of unmet expectations. And, you know, the rosy view of, oh, we're going to have a baby and it's going to be so exciting and, you know, we can't wait and our family is going to start or, you know, get added to or what have you. But the slightly less glamorous reality is that sometimes it's 3 a.m. and you're arguing with your spouse or your partner because you can't get the baby to settle and you're both doing without sleep and you have been for weeks or months and, you know, everything is difficult. And often, you know, there's a financial element too in that now one of the couple are no longer working and so there's more financial stress added to the breadwinner of the family.
Professor Fowler agrees that this outside pressure is a major factor in both male and female postnatal depression.
New parents get bombarded by the media and by friends and saying, you know, how wonderful parenting is going to be and, you know, how much joy babies bring them. And, you know, often professional women who have coped with you know, really complex jobs are told, you know, oh, well, having a baby is going to be easy. But motherhood is a whole different ballgame.
And while mothers are usually in contact with health professionals asking if they're okay, dads often miss this conversation. Terry Smith again.
Dads, on the whole, have less interactions with the healthcare system. So it is more likely that a new mum is going to have contact, say, with a doctor and with someone like a child and family health nurse. So they'll have a couple of opportunities for someone to ask them those questions. If dad's not there at the doctor, and dads are very often not there at the child and family health nurse appointments. So it's very often dads aren't actually even in contact. So one of the key bits of information for a dad who's feeling that perhaps what's going on isn't normal for them and it really is getting in the way of their day-to-day life is that making an appointment to talk to the doctor, to their GP, is a really important step.
For Israel, it was a discussion with his stepdad that encouraged him to seek help.
You know, I had this experience where talking with my stepfather on the phone, after weeks of deep and meaningful conversations and, you know, arguments / robust discussions with my wife, we'd not made any headway on it. And then in this conversation with my stepdad, I just said to him, and I kind of came clean with myself and with him at the same time, I just said, I'm just not coping, you know. And that acknowledgement was a turning point for me, because it was at that moment that I said, I can't do this and I don't know why and I can't get myself out of it. So I think when it comes to depression, in some situations, sufferers are able to work it out themselves and move forward. And then in other situations, everything you try ends up perpetuating the cycle and you end up spiraling or you end up just stuck in this hole that you can't get out of.
I asked Israel, if there are men listening out there who feel like they are going through something similar, what would he say?
I would say, first of all, ask for help, because there are so many resources ready and willing to help you. The government has a 6 or 7 appointment Medicare plan where you get bulk billed psychology services. Your GP will be able to help you out with that. But literally, jump onto the phone and talk to your GP. Reach out to, you know, any of your friends or family network that you might be able to talk to about the fact that you aren't coping and that you need help. Everyone wants to help. You just need to acknowledge that maybe you need help and ask for it.